All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back at it. It does not stop, even in quarantine. You already know what it is, the Google Hangout version of the Corner Store. And in the virtual space today, via her home studio, I guess, or your studio in San Diego, California, we have an incredible jewelry maker, designer, artist, you know, it seems like a creative director on a tear right now. Georgina Trevino is in the Corner Store, and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I'm excited too. And you know, I want to say that I was turned on to your work by the homie Yvette Morenga.
Same thing. I didn't know about your podcast until I listened to her interview, and that's how I got to know your podcast.
Yeah. So there's absolutely like a kind of Latinx renaissance in the arts. I mean, there's obviously a rich history, but there seems maybe in part because of the internet's just this connection, interconnection between so many talented Latinx artists like yourself who are doing, you know, beautiful work that has, I think, a lot to do with, there's a lot of conversations that exist between this work. Is that accurate? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah. You mean like between like all our Latinx artists, right? Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think even with Yvette, like I met her work, like Instagram, you know? And it's funny because we became, we actually, the other day we had like a conversation, you know, about everything that was happening. And like we became friends via Instagram. And I love her work. And it's just, I don't know, it's just pretty cool to be connected into social media. And like sometimes you would make work together. I'll talk about it later, but she's going to be part of like my COVID series. Like we're actually doing a little collaboration between her and I met her through Instagram, which is really cool.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And same thing with other artists, you know, I think that that's how I've been working, I think, since, or I don't know. I mean, I do have a strong, social media presence, and I try to be like very, you know, like reach out other artists and for sure more the Latinx, I mean everyone in general, but you know, it's interesting to collaborate and see what other Latinx artists are doing and how can we do stuff together. Pretty cool.
It's amazing, and it's amazing the time we live in that you're able to do that and work, you know, virtually over many time zones and everything like that, or you know, that borders really are kind of meaningless because you're able to kind of build and connect in this format, which is spectacular. How do you conceive of and talk about the work that you do? I mean, it's not enough to say that you make jewelry, because you make art. Right. You make these, you know, beautiful pieces that live on people in the world. But how do you describe it?
I mean, I come from a academic background too, like art in the arts. I did applied design with an emphasis in jewelry. So I think a lot to do that. Not only I do just jewelry, meaning like an earring, but sometimes, I mean, right now I'm trying to do like bigger scale or like have different, you know, I'm interested in all kinds of disciplines within the arts. And I think having that background has helped me a lot. Like I did furniture in school, you know, in college. I went to San Diego State. We had furniture, you know, ceramic, textile. So I think all that together made me, or like how I approach, like how I work, you know? So definitely that has a lot to do. But your question was how do I describe my work?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's for me, honestly, I'm very like, I don't follow like fashion, because it's funny because I'm not, I'm a contemporary jewelry artist, but I'm in between like a fashion jewelry artist and not, you know, and like art jewelry, you know, so I think I'm like in between, but honestly I'm not following any rules or any like fashion thing, like you know, like a collection, like I just do whatever I want, and I think that's something that people have appreciated, and I'm very true to myself, and who I am is my jewelry. I'm not trying to be someone else. I think I'm very organic as far as like what my jewelry is. It's like, and I keep changing, you know, my ideas. I change as a person and like my inspirations, but it's just like a You know, I see it as a like a diary almost of what I'm into. Regardless of what I'm into, I do something, you know. So, and I'm very like ADD. I'm always making like new pieces. I mean, I don't know if you've been following my workmate for a little bit.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But I'm very like, I have an idea and I'm like, boom, I have to run to the studio and make it and like put it out there. Like, I have, like, you know,
yeah.
I'm not that much of a like corporate jewelry, like, oh, I'm going to draw my collection and then I'm going to really, I'm like, no, I can't wait. You know, like, I want to put it out there and like, I don't know, it's just how it is and it's been working, you know. I mean, I have thought about like, you know, like being a little more in a more format sometimes, but it's worked for now.
Yeah, you know, no, of
I
course.
Still have a lot
yeah.
to learn. And
well, it's exciting. Yeah, no, your work is really exciting and exciting to follow on Instagram, which is a good place to see the works. And can you give it out so as people are listening, people might be able to follow along and see some of the pieces that we're talking about?
Yeah, my Instagram, right? It's at Georgina Trevino, just together.
Okay.
Georgina Trevino, no ñ.
Okay.
There's an ñ.
Right.
And
I want to go back. So how did you get into fashion and jewelry? I mean, you went to school for it, but you must have had an interest
right.
from somewhere prior.
Yeah, I mean, I think since I was a girl, like, I was really, like, girly into fashion. My mom was. I had aunts, like, 80s, 90s aunts that had, like, big-ass jewelry. And, like, that for sure definitely attracted me. I was like, oh, my God, their ears are probably ripping by now. But it's definitely, I think it stuck on me, like, especially earrings, which I actually do most earrings than anything for jewelry. But yeah, I think from before I had like a passion in jewelry. And actually when I was in school, I wasn't planning on studying jewelry. I was into, well, first I was going to go into graphic design. And I never, until this day, took in a graphic design class at all. And then I decided to do painting. So I was a painting major first. And then I switched within, you know, the school years. I was introduced to metal. But let's go back to that. I took a trip to Barcelona once, and I found this, like, ring made out of, like, wire and beads. And that's pretty much how I got into the jewelry. Like, I came back from Barcelona, and I was like, oh, my God, I can make these, you know? So I run to Home Depot and, like, bought like little wire and beads, and that's how I kind of started. And I started selling it with friends, like farmers markets and stuff like that. And then while in school, during my painting, you know, career thing, I was introduced to the jewelry program. Like, they gave it they came and gave like a little presentation on contemporary jewelry, like that the art department had. So I was like, oh my God, like, you can make a career out of jewelry. You know, not a lot of people know. It's still like a new thing, I feel, you know. So I took the first class and I was like, oh my God, I love this. You know, I mean, it's definitely very tedious and a lot of patience, you know, like soldering, cutting metal and all that. But I was just so into it. And like, I slowly left painting, which is kind of sad. But I need to, at this time, I haven't got back into painting. I think my last commission was like 5 years ago. So I need to go back. It's definitely on my to-do list of COVID times, if I have time.
Right.
But yeah, that's how I got into that. And then...
well, that's really cool.
I joined the program. And then in 2000, I took like a leave of absence in school. And I went to Mexico City to live for like a year. And that's the first time that I got into like a workshop. So I took a semester off, like almost like a year off of the university. I took a workshop. I wanted to kind of like experiment more in the jewelry in Mexico City and find myself as a Mexican American, you know?
Yeah.
And I was living with two uncles. My uncle's an architect, Mauricio Rocha. He's kind of really famous in the architect world. And my aunt is a curator at Bellas Artes. So she's a curator for photography. So I was living with them, and it was so inspiring to have that art background. And I was pushed into this, like, amazing people, and I was so, like, influenced by them. And I started meeting, I had maybe, like, two friends in Mexico City. And then I started making friends, and it was all, like, in the arts and fashion. And that's how I kind of got my little group of, you know, fashion mostly. working directly with the like stylist and like, how do you make this? Of course, back then it was like, maybe it was ugly, you know, but you know, like,
you got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. So, I started a brand, I guess, in Mexico City during that year. Like, I was like, oh, I can sell this. So I went to like, I did a little, I was part of like this little market thing. And it went really well, surprisingly, with like pieces that I have from school or like things that I did for my workshop in Mexico. So that really got me to like, oh, I can make a brand and I can sell. So that was kind of the start.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the brand? Was it your name or what was the brand?
It was just my name. It was just Georgina Torino. It's not, of course, what it is now. I was in school still, so there was a moment that kind of school got in the way because I started doing okay
for being
in
college. Right. Yeah.
I was like, oh, should I drop out? I'm like, no, I need to finish school. But I wasn't 100%. No, it was just like I started kind of a brand. It was all like very architectural, like super inspired by my uncle, of course. A lot of gems and like, I mean, I see it now and I'm like, oh, you know, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, what got me started, you know? So, and then I came back and I finished school. And then after finishing school was when I finally, I'm like, okay, I want to do this 100%. And my aesthetic, of course, changed through the years, you know? Like,
right.
What it is now, yeah.
No, of course, and that's natural. But what gave you was it because the brand started to take off a little bit that you had the confidence post-graduation just to be like, I'm all in into this practice?
Yes. Yeah, I think I already had a foot in. So definitely, you know, it was just a matter of like cleaning it up or like, I mean, I still am, you know, I'm a small brand. I'm a one person, you know, I'm still learning and growing. But for sure, I think it was like, you know, a slow process. And definitely that, like the fact that a lot of people were asking for my stuff gave me the, you know, like the confidence to be like, oh shit, like I need to make a, you know.
Yeah.
So,
well, you've had some big looks. I mean, recently, and I'll ask about those in a moment. But you know, you mentioned your mom and your aunts and your uncle. You know, what does your family now think of? I mean, what is your dad? Is your dad around? And what do your parents think about what you make and what you do?
Right. Well, I mean, they're both Mexican, born in Mexico. My mom born in Tijuana, and. Very concerned, like I felt like when I was studying in art, like, you know, our generation parents are very conservative, or like they just want you to do like be a doctor or like,
of course,
you know,
some, yeah,
like more professional. So when I was studying art, like it was like all this crazy projects, my dad would be like, what are you doing, like what is this for, kind of thing. But yet he was very supportive. Like my mom's always kind of been there for me, and like she's even, I mean, people, I don't know if some people that follow me on Instagram don't know, my mom's kind of not famous, but they love seeing videos of my mom. When she comes to the studio, she's like grinding, like helping me sound, and like, you know, she's like, she's very like dancing. She's like me. We have a very lively spirit.
It's cute. Yeah.
But yeah, they are supportive. Yeah, I mean, but more, I'm more close to my mom as far as like I show her things that I do, you know, like my dad maybe doesn't get it much, like I was like, oh, I'm in this Bad Bunny video, like he doesn't really know, you know what I mean? So it's hard for him to like get excited, or maybe I just don't tell him much. I just, my mom will be the one and super proud, you know.
Yeah, no, of course.
Proud mom.
Well, yeah.
Shout out to my mom.
Shout out to your mom. And you mentioned the Bad Bunny. How did, because you made some beautiful hats and custom pieces, really ornate, decorative, embellished hats for Bad Bunny for some photo shoots and maybe an album cover.
Yes.
that he's done. How did that relationship come about?
Yeah, so, it's crazy. So, so I have a friend, a stylist. Her name is Nayeli de Alba. She's like, right now she's one of my best friends. We became friends because of, you know, styling, like I would let her borrow jewelry since back in the day when I was in Mexico. So she was reached out to do his Spotify promo photo, and she told me like 3 days before, like the shoot, always with that, it's always like 2 days, can it be here, can you make, like, you know, like can you let us borrow, like, and that's how it works. I already know that. I love that crazy life. If someone's listening to the stylist, they know what I'm talking about. So my friend reached out, and I've been working with her for a lot of projects. We worked like with the Nike campaign. We worked different projects, like all really good big ones. But the Bad Bunny one, she reached out. She's like, "Hey, like I have this shoot for Spotify. Can you make something badass? Like this is." She sent me a brief, like, kind of mood board, and she really trusts my work. So she didn't give me an exact direction, but she was like, "You know what? Like, this is kind of what he's wearing. This is the song. Like, make fucking something badass." I'm like, "Hell yeah!" Like, I'm like, "Oh my god, yes!" But I only had, so this was, let's say, a Tuesday, or Tuesday or Wednesday. The piece had to be there by the Saturday in Mexico City. Okay, so I have in between to make something, make magic. So I was like, fuck it, no sleep. And we had the idea, I mean, my friend was like, okay, let's make a hat, like I'm going to put like funky stuff. And then it was just like a conversation between the stylist and I, and but mainly, you know, she let me kind of like make the decisions, which is cool that they give me, like, they trust me and whatever I'm making. So yeah, I ended up doing this like crazy hat with flames. I didn't even know how it was going to look like until the end. I went to like a tractor supply store to find a hat like the night before, because I couldn't like buy something online because it was literally last minute. I'm like, I need to make one fucking crazy piece for him. Like, I don't care. So yeah, I went to a tractor supply store and bought a cowboy hat. And then I pierced all the metal that was in between, you know, all around, and added like a bunch of bling. And then I did like some earrings, like engraved with kind of like the song name, like, and something. And then I made a cool bucket hat with rings and jewelry. And yeah, it made it to Mexico. Like, and then, you know, I had actually, so usually to ship to Mexico, the cool thing about, I'm in San Diego, right? But Tijuana, I'm like 15 minutes away. So what's pretty cool, or what I like about being here, is that I'm in both worlds. Mm. You know, like, I'm close to LA, which I can ship to LA if something needs something for an editorial, or like ship to New York or Mexico. I cross the border and I go to the DHL from the airport and it ships the next day. It ships even faster than like here, US. You know what I mean? It's so crazy. But of course it's like me driving there, da, da, da. But it's cool because then I go get my tacos and, you know, like, yeah. It's a good trip.
Right.
It's a good trip. So It wasn't gonna make it because they cut the like DHL cuts, like if you send Thursday or Friday, it gets into Monday. So I randomly put online, I'm like, who's going to Mexico last minute, da da da, there's always people flying in and out from Tijuana. So I found a friend, so I go to Tijuana like 3 a.m. because his flight was at 5. So, you know, like I did it and it got there, fucking hard, got there. And it was really cool because my friend, she was texting me while the, you know, she couldn't really send me any images or anything. But she told me, she's like, oh my God, guess what? The first thing that Bad Bunny did when he got into the forum, like he went like, oh my God, que es esto loco. Like she was like so excited.
Wow.
And for me, that was like, oh my God, like I'm happy that people, you know, like I'm making stuff and they are liking it, you know. And it was cool because then after that, like 2 weeks after, one of his main stylists, he reached out some other friend stylist, Chloe and Chanel from LA. They were shooting his video for Torreo Sola in Miami. And this was right like a week before the stay at home kind of thing. So right before it got crazy. So I made also like a choker and earrings, and it came out too on the video. So that was pretty exciting. So
it's amazing.
Those two and yeah, and even after that, I mean, there's so many things that have come out of that. I'm really excited, and eventually, it's something that I feel like I want to, besides my production, my work. I love doing custom stuff. Like I love someone telling me, okay, this is like the basic idea, and then me developing the idea and translating into a piece, you know. For me, it's so exciting. Like, I'm like, that's something that I would like to do more, you know, and work directly with artists and customizing. It's so fun for me, and it's like, you know, different. I don't get bored, you know, like just doing like the same thing. I think as an artist, like, you know, I don't want to be like 20 times the same piece or something.
Yeah.
You know?
No, of course. Yeah. Well, and collaborations are very exciting, and they bring out something new in the artist. You mentioned that you are, you know, literally in between multiple worlds, and you also mentioned bling. And I think that there is a real hip hop influence from what I could see in your work, because some of the jewelry is so exaggerated and beautiful and big. How does that play, or how do you think of that aesthetic in your work?
I mean, I think a lot of my work is influenced by the streets, like pop culture, and definitely, yes, music. And I'm very interested in like how, like, big people, like they use big people, I mean, like maybe like big rappers or whatever, they use a lot of bling, or even like in Mexico, you know, like the like narcos, or like how jewelry is so empowered, or in diamonds. So my last collections have been a lot, putting a lot of like fake per se jewelry in it. And in a way, like I'm really attracted to, like I wouldn't say fake, but like mass produced jewelry, you know, that is taken for granted, that we think about it, oh, it's like tacky jewelry. And one of my ideas for this, the last collections that I'm doing, is like trying to take this cheap jewelry per se and give it another space, another chance in jewelry, you know, like give it another dimension, and maybe combining like precious metals with the zirconia earrings, but maybe they're like, they look ooh, but they're cheap, you know, they're like a $10 earring, but then it says, you know, I don't know if you've seen it, but I have some that have like a tag, and then it says like Aretespinos, which is kind of funny, like fine. And it's just, you know, it's like my fine earrings, but they're not fine, you know? It's like they're $10, $5, $2 earrings with a sterling silver tag. So I like to play with that idea and bring that, and why not have the feeling that you have bling, but even without you affording it, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So it's interesting, yeah. And same thing with my other, I mean, that's one of the aspects of like the collection. And then I have other stuff that has like the piercing. So kind of giving the idea of you feeling like you have piercings, but you don't have, that's all what it's all about, you know? And then also when I add the text, like a little bit of like a nostalgia, you know, as a Mexican, like, since I was born, like you have your first diamond or your first like bracelet engraved. Like I think jewelry in a lot of cultures is very important, you know, like you have to have when you're 15 años, you know, you're 16. Like I love all that aspect, and I've been like researching that, and I think I try to bring that into the jewelry as well. But you know, and it's all over the place, but not really. Like, no, it comes all together.
Yeah, no, absolutely it does. And you're right, it you blend it. It's about the synthesis of all these different ideas. In that way, like you are in my mind, especially when I've seen your work, it reminded me of, you know, some of my favorite artists who are operating out of a hip-hop lens, because it is blending all these different elements that come together to create beauty. And you're doing that. You're doing that in a very powerful way.
And also, like, I try to stay, like, you know, relevant, you know, things that, like, sometimes I have this idea, like kind of almost like a sketch or me commenting, like, it's my way of expressing, right? So for me, it's like, I think of something and I come to my bench and I make it, and it is just like, it's just a piece, like, it's not, I don't meant to sell it, it's just like me expressing in a form of metal, you know, like, I don't know, like I have laying around this like Jesus fake diamond, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna make something of commenting on the Kanye West trying to be president, you know. So it's like irrelevant but funny, but kind of, you know, like in the language of jewelry.
Yes. Yeah.
So even I think I do that with my Instagram. I try to sometimes, you know, depending on what's happening, like I try to stay relevant, or like one of my COVID series, like we did the stay at home, like, you know, like trying to do that, but in the jewelry language, and it's fun, you know. It's so organic, and it's not like it's just like I don't think about it twice. It's just, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, Yeah, of course. Now, what is the workflow like for you? You have a studio, you work in your studio, but how do you, when you get an idea for a line, for a collection, for something like how often are you in the studio every day? What does that kind of day to day look like for you?
Yeah, people that know me, I'm here most of the time. Just regardless of the COVID times, it was a little less. I'm back 100% now. But I am. I try to have a schedule, but it just depends on my deadlines, to be honest. Like, I'm here, I could be here really early, and I take breaks in between, and then all-nighter, you know? So I am here a lot. I spend a lot of time here. It's a cool area too. I'm in a warehouse space, so it's divided. We have six other artists, and it's different disciplines. You know, I have there's a painter, a sculptor, there's a new channel that does leather, and it's pretty cool because, you know, if I need a break, I can go and converse, or hey, do you need this, or can you let me borrow some spray or, you know, tape or whatever, you know. And then I'm right by the train track, and two blocks away from the bay. So it's pretty sweet, like, as far, you know. So work ethically, like, I try to take my breaks, you know, in between. But yeah, it's just, I think that's something that I need to work on more, I feel. I've been, like, trying to, you know, brainstorm a lot during this time and figure out what I'm doing wrong or what I should be doing more to, like, help, you know, like, my work ethic or rhythm flow, you know, of my work.
Yeah.
Sure.
And during this time, like, what, I mean, you said you stopped coming to the studio for a little bit. I think a lot of us had to kind of, were thrown off of a traditional way that we work. But I guess you've still been very productive, it seems, during this time.
Yeah. So at the beginning, like everyone, you know, you got scared and went home right away. I took half of a partial of my studio to my garage, and it was like more like stationary, you know. And it was nice because honestly, I'm here before that, post COVID, pre COVID, like I was 24/7 in the studio. So to be honest, it did kind of help me. I was like, oh my God, finally I get to like chill because I have to. Which sucks to say that I should be having more time for myself, you know. So that has definitely something I had to reflect. But yeah, I took half of my studio there. So I was working in between there and coming to the studio partially just to like do like soldering stuff, cutting metal, and then going back, you know, because I have to move the studio, to solder and all those stuff. And I wasn't really concerned much. It was just like, we do share one bathroom. So that was my only issue. Like, I was like, so I will come, and then the moment I need to pee, I'm like, okay, bye. Like, you know, I would just go home. And then, but now, it's still fucked up, you know, everything I have in California is rising so much as far as like, you know, but the stay at home orders are not that restricted anymore. So I move everything back I have been so busy since the beginning. I mean, I was trying to even catch up on work when the COVID hit. So I was never really like, oh, what do? Like, you know, like, I want to clean my room. I barely, you know, like, I didn't really have that time that a lot of people had to, like be bored because I don't know shit. But it did slow down a bit, like, the first week. And that's when I was like, you know what? I want to make something to help other artists, too. Like, what do? Right? So I started this, like, collab series, the COVID collab series. So just to, like, help artists and promote them through my platform. And most importantly, to, like, help me have deadlines, because I freaked out. I'm like, oh, my God, there's no deadlines. I mean, I have my product, like, my orders, like, regular orders. But I'm used to having, like, boom, you know, like one thing, another, you know, like, deadline. So, and work-wise, I was like, okay, I don't want to be doing the same thing. So I started this series with the, you know, intention of helping other artists and helping myself, like, economically, and then also, like, you know, creatively. So my brother has a eco-friendly company product. So that's where the idea came from. He started doing, like, hand sanitizers. So I started doing a hand sanitizer with my own, like, label kind of thing, just for me. And I was like, oh, I should do this. And that's where it all started. And then I had a big list of people that I want, that I've been wanting to collaborate with. So I started inviting them, like, super casual. This is like a, I started like a kind of like every 2 weeks, kind of just like, you know, like jamming some piece and then putting it out there. And then 40 to 50% of the piece goes to the artist. And then also promoting their work in social media. Like, I'll give him, like, you know, who this artist is, check him out, that kind of stuff. So that's how it started. And it's been pretty cool. I'm in my seventh collaboration right now. I've done with artists. I have a list. And I mean, I was like, I don't know when this is going to end. I just want to do it casually and see where it goes. And it's pretty cool because, I mean, I approach artists that I know and other people that have no idea, like from musicians, architects, photographers. So it's pretty cool in how I can make work based on their work. You know, it's just been really cool and having a relationship with this artist too. Like I became friends this COVID times with people that I, you know, that I admire. Like, oh, let's collab, let's do this, you know, and then boom, what's your Venmo? Here's your money. Thank you. You know, it was very casual.
Right.
So it's been really cool. And it's people from all over the world too. I try to arrange it. So I have like people from New York, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Amsterdam. Yvette is going to be one of, I usually don't say who my next one is. She's not my next, but she's in the lineup. And I have really cool other lineup of people that I was not expecting. And hopefully also I want to be able to document all these series, like into maybe like a theme, I can never say that word. Theme book, like a little catalog sort of. So I've been talking to this curator, mostly jewelry curator, but about maybe, you know, collaborating in that sense. So I want everything to be a collaboration, you know?
Beautiful.
So it's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was a special thing, and now it's become like such a beautiful project, like helping other people and that people are like buying, you know? I wasn't, like, to be honest, like, all this time, like, I've been really fortunate that people are spent, like, it hasn't been a bad turnout to me. Like, I haven't been affected, per se. I don't know if it's because, I mean, I had girls and boys, like, say, like, oh, I'm getting my stimulus check. Finally, I can buy an earring, you know? So it's funny, like, people are spending.
Right. You know? Those stimulus checks are working, is what you're saying? I know you've been very busy. This is a beautiful series that you're doing. People, of course, can check it all out on your Instagram and your website, Georgina Trevino. What is next? Like, what do you have? What are you excited about kind of making upcoming or in the future?
Right. So it was funny because this last week is when everything kind of started back as far as like asking for loans and jewelry for, you know, editorials and stuff like that. Usually I will have like every week, like, stylists for artists, you know, asking me for loans. And this last week, it barely started. I'm like, oh, finally, you know? And this week was crazy. I don't say who I'm working with much. So, because you never know. Sometimes I let shit borrow and that it might not be used. You never know. But I'm proud to say that big artists have reached out, and even if it comes out or not, just that I'm on the radar, like, I think that's pretty cool. Just this week, I'll tell you, this week, I'm doing some stuff for Rosalia. Possibly Katy Perry, Kali Uchis, and Rico Nasty. So,
damn, right.
Just, you know, like, and it was just like, oh my God, okay. So this week, finally, like, yesterday I didn't, like, leave much. I missed that so much. Like, I was like, oh my God, I'm back to life. Like, I love that. And it's pretty cool because I'm working, it's sometimes it's loans, but I feel stylists already know that I do custom work. And I'm like, yes, that's so awesome because that's what I want. I'd rather make something cool than like special for that person, you know?
For sure.
And I'm working directly with some of these artists and like, you know, already texting and like, oh, she needs this. Like, can you make this into, and it's like 2 days deadline. You know, but it's cool. I'm excited. Like,
no, that's like very
exciting. You know,
exciting.
I'm hungry for more, and you know, like, I'm excited. It's everything is good. So that's kind of, I have that, and what else do I have? Yeah, I just, you know, trying to also my brand stuff. I'm doing a little rebrand as far as like packaging and all that. I mean, I did have time to reflect, even though I was busy, but not crazy busy during this time. So some changes, you know. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, Georgina, it's a pleasure to speak with you. It's an inspiration. You have a lot of energy and are motivated and make and produce beautiful work to put into the world and onto people. So thank you so much for making. If you can, maybe one more time, if you don't mind giving out your socials so people could stay in tune.
Yeah, so it's at Georgina Trevino. Georgina Trevino. Great. Georgina Trevino or GeorginaTrevinoJewelry.com. Yes.
Awesome.
Well, yeah, shoot me a message if you want to collaborate. I'm here.
Hey, get at her. Yeah. Thank you so much for being in the corner store.
Of course. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Shout out our super producer, DJ Cashera. Big up boss man, Todd Manley. Thank you to our official corner store photog, Mercedes Zapata. Salutes to the Snack Door Max. Also, please, y'all, follow our Instagram. It's corner_pod on IG, on Twitter. Tell us who you want to see in the corner store. And also, please consider dropping a couple of dollars into our Patreon account. It's patreon.com/cornerstore_pod.
The corner store is brought to you by Stolen Spirits.